بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه، وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session of Darse Hadith we touched on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the communities of Ad and Qawme Thamud, the community of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His beautiful kalam has mentioned, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the communities for the crimes they committed. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some of the communities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them through hasiba. The word hasiba in the Arabic language means fierce winds or sandstorms, and also tornadoes directed towards a community, and they were destroyed, completely extinct, non-existent. And this punishment came to the people of Ad, a great civilization. It's quite incredible, just coming to my mind is some of the Christians allege and they say that the information, the knowledge that the Muslims have, it's plagiarism, it's all from the Christian books, as Christianity came before. And nowhere in the Bible or even in the Old Testament will you get information, precise information of the events that had taken place with Qawme Thamud. A Christian won't know what is Qawme Thamud, who were the people of Thamud. And Qawme Thamud came before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately after Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So realistically speaking, there's nothing that we the Muslims need to share from any other religious identity. Completely different, alhamdulillah. The masjid is completely different. The Quran, the style, the language, the system, the way we worship, the adhan, the charity, the siyam, every single thing is different. Every subhanallah, farz and wajib is different from the other religious rituals or whatever form of worship they have. So there is no mentioning of Qawme Thamud in the Bible or even in the Old Testament. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the people of Ad. Hud alayhi salatu wasalam came to them, a mighty messenger. And the Mu'arrikheen, Muslim historians, say that today Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam is also resting in that area of Hadramaut. And the community of Ad were people who lived in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. And the countries that were bordering to the people of Ad is Yemen and Oman today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them, a wind, a fierce wind or sandstorm. Why? Because they were people who lived in the desert. And Allah punished them for 7 nights and 8 days continuously. The wind was pointing to their direction, directed towards them continuously. Even today, it is said that those who wish to go and see where the people of Aad were living once, it is said that you won't find or you won't see anything there except for gigantic sand dunes. Nothing else is there. Completely extinct. You reject a Nabi, the Peygham, the message of a great Nabi, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu was salam, and you show arrogance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes you. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. And even today, in a lot of cities, you have a lot of, like Florida, winds and tornadoes and floods. Subhanallah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that Allah destroyed and punished communities through the means of sayha. And in the Arabic language, a sayha means a mighty blast. And the final blast will be on the day of Qiyamah, when the angels will blow into the sur, the trumpet, which is translated. And subhanallah, whoever hears the sound of this trumpet will die. And again, the nafkhe sani will be blown into. But communities were punished of this mighty blast. And this was the community of Thamud. And the people of Thamud lived on the northern side of the Arabian Peninsula. It is said that Qawm Aad and Qawm Thamud were related. Originally, they were the people of Aad. And some of them migrated and they moved from the southern part of Arabia and they went towards the area of Tabuk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was also explained, the events that had taken place with Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and his community was explained in the last session. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, for some of the communities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the earth to split open and gave them a taste of an earthquake. Qarun is a typical example. Allah says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. A man of great pride, arrogance. He had a lot of wealth. And there in front of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he looks at Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is making a dua, cursing him. And Allah commands the earth to split open and he is sucked into the ground. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ. Not only did he sink deep into the ground, but even the buildings that he owned, the properties of Qarun, everything that was owned by Qarun went down with him. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allahu Akbar. And was it in 1995 in Japan, the city of Kobe or Kobe, it is said that $40 trillion were invested in buildings in that city only. $40 trillion. And the buildings that were there in Japan, in the city of Kobe, it is said that it is earthquake resistant buildings. You get scratch proof watch. Once when we went to Makkatul Mukarrama in a watch shop, and he says that, have you seen this shop, a watch? And he said to me that you can scratch it and do whatever you want. And he took out something like a hammer and was just scraping it on top, and nothing happened to it. So all the buildings there were supposed to be earthquake resistant. $40 trillion the Japanese government had invested. And they say that we are safe. and we would have information. And that area was an earthquake zone. Allahu Akbar. 20 seconds of earthquake. How much? Only 20 seconds of earthquake in 1995. All the buildings that Japan took great pride of was completely flattened. Completely flattened. Pride and arrogance. Fighting with nature, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, then what will happen? You will suffer AIDS. You will suffer AIDS. And eventually when you find the cure of AIDS, something else will come. Why? Because there's no level of taqwa in humanity. And that is why we humans suffer. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah does not want to punish anyone. We are the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is our actions. It is due to our actions that we are punished. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Everything was wiped out. Earthquake. قوم لوت. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. In the city of Saddum. Even the lake that is there is known as the Dead Sea. Not a single fish is alive in that lake. And the punishment for the people of Lut was so severe, it is said that that city was turned upside down. Jibreel Amin turned that city upside down. No trace of the people of Lut. The only information what we have is what the Quran gives us. Nothing else. And the ahadith. Everything else is just speculation. Completely wiped them out. Allah showered them with stones, baked clays, pure hard stones. And then the city was turned upside down. Why? بِشَرْمِي بِهَيَاي. Allahu Akbar. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and nations and communities that came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned them. Fir'aun. As I said in Jummah today. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. And Allah does not like this word, أَنَا. A lot of people, even when they give lectures, I did this, I went there, I. Allah does not like I. It is only Allah who is I. It is Allah who is I, only I. And that is why when we speak, we have to make sure that there is a lot of tawazu', that you submit yourself and surrender yourself totally. And when you speak, you are humble. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not laugh loudly. Very rare, hardly. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam's character was that he would smile all the time. Allahu Akbar. It is said, a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, the narrator is Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an. Once Hazrat Jibreel Amin came to him. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said to Jibreel Amin, Ya Jibreel, Mali la ara Mika'ila vahikan kattu. Mali la ara Mika'ila vahikan kattu. Oh Jibreel, why? What is it that I have hardly seen Mika'il to smile ever? He's never got a smiling face when he comes. Jibreel Amin would smile, but Mika'il, there's no smile on his face. He's always serious. In Musnad Ahmad. And Jibreel Amin said to Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to make Jahannam, and he has seen Jahannam from the very beginning, since the time of Jahannam, Mika'il has stopped smiling or laughing or whatsoever. He is always serious. Subhanallah. And malaika are ma'asoom. Ma'asoom. Jahannam is not for them. Jannat and Jahannam is for ins and jinns. But he has seen Jahannam, there is no smile. So the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana, this word is not right. And these are the words of the pharaohs. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. I am the greatest. Lord, worship me. Forcing people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him by water. Drowned him. He saw Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that the water split open for him and there was a path for Musa alayhi salam and his followers. And he thought he also has that power in Egypt. And he tried to cross Bahre Kulzum. Allahu Akbar. But Allah punished him in that water. And he drowned. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, the great flood we talk about. The son is there. His son, Nuh alayhi salam's son. And the father is saying, son, come to me. Come in the boat that I have made. And this huge ocean liner, which was known as the Titanic. Even the word Titanic has this element of pride. Titanic. Titanic. And it is said that 5,000 engineers took part in building this huge ocean liner. 5,000. Massive. Nothing of the sort. Allahu Akbar. And at the end of it, they said, this is the unsinkable ship. Unsinkable. Unsinkable. Allah does not like these words. Unsinkable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the people who were in that Titanic ship, in that huge ocean liner, what happened to it. Allahu Akbar. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, oh my son, come. And come into the boat, a simple boat, a ship made by Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, no, I will climb on the peak of the mountain and I am safe there. La asim al-yawma min amrillah illa man rahim. Nothing can save you today, my son. Wa hala baynahum al-mawj. And this great wave came in front of him. Fakana min al-mughraqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned him completely. And all these signs will be visible again on the day of Qiyamah. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ قُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes the people. And the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba. Tawajjuh meri taraf rahe meri azizah. The Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the Kaaba by simple birds. One makhluk of Allah, simple birds. Powerful army of Abraha with elephants. Allah did not send Jibreel, Mikael. Nothing, just simple birds. Tayran ababil. And that is why the ulama say that you will rarely see, hardly see a scene where birds will climb onto the roof of Kaaba. Rarely. You will hardly see that. And you will see the birds flying in a sequence when you are in the haram. Because now the haram sharif is open. We have a flock of birds always, especially when it's evening and when you have the lights on. And you will see, you have seen and I have seen that when they are in the haram, they fly in a sequence as if they are also doing the tawaf of the Kaaba. Very rarely you will see them crossing directly straight from the top side or the roof of the Kaaba. The ulama say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the sense. And even the birds honor and respect the Kaaba. That is why when Abraha's army was destroyed, it was destroyed by the birds. And this bird, subhanAllah, this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has this quality of tawakkul. The birds have this quality of tawakkul, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam in a hadith that if the believers were to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how the birds have faith in Allah. If you have faith like how the birds have faith in Allah, then Allah would look after you, feed you, and provide for you like how He provides for His makhluk, for the birds. And in the hadith it comes, تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِتَانًا. Morana Abseyyah. تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِتَانًا. That in the morning when they leave, empty stomach. Hame tabhi tabhi khaya wagar kaam hi nahi chalta. Toast chahiye, cornflakes chahiye. We need everything there. And when we are at work and someone says to you, you're feeling very sleepy today. Well, I haven't had my breakfast today. Hum kya jihad karenge mere azizo? Abhi mujahid? Mujahid to wo hai paharo ke upar. Subhanallah. Allah Razzaq. تغدو خماسا وتروح بتانا. When they leave, empty stomach. But when they are flying, they have so much faith in Allah that when we return, وتروح بتانا, Allah is the one who will feed us, and they come back fed, completely content. The stomach is full. The stomach is completely full. Allah is saying, if you have tawakkul like how the birds have tawakkul in Allah, Allah will look after you. Subhanallah, great quality of a bird. اب میں پرندے کے اوپر ہی جاؤں تو سنتے رہے. علامہ ابن القیم الجوزی رحمت اللہ علیہ has said that at least 10 types of birds are mentioned in the Quran, or flying species are recorded in the Quran, and the names are given by علامہ ابن القیم الجوزی رحمت اللہ علیہ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded the believers in Surah Mulk, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. O insan, do you not see the tayr, the birds that fly above you, فَوْقَهُمْ, on top of you, and the beautiful planes that we sit and travel in. The original model is the bird. Scientists had to study the bird for years and years and years. How it flies, the pattern of it flying. Everything was taken out from the Quran in Surah Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us how the bird flies. Allah says, صَافَاتٍ وَيَكْبِدٍ. صَافَاتٍ وَيَكْبِدٍ. And they fly in a sequence with their wings outspread and then slowly folding into them again. وَيَكْبِدٍ. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. Insan, who is keeping the birds suspended and floating up in the heavens other than the merciful one, Rahman? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ. And the scientists were baffled. It is said that some of the birds that migrate from one continent to another continent, one country to another country. And I was reading this article, some of the birds that fly from Hawaii to Alaska, it is approximately 3,000 miles. Kitne? 3,000. From Hawaii to Alaska. Look at the creation of Allah. It is said that when it flies non-stop. It does not need to refuel anywhere. It does not. For 36 hours, the bird is up there, suspended in the heavens. Hawa mein ur rahi, 36 hours. Koi hai plane aisa? Is there any technology that can match what Allah has created? There is no technology, no gadgets in the world, even with all the satellite that is there. Allahu Akbar. The compass that Allah has fit into the mind of the bird, precisely it knows in which direction to go. If the weather is bad, it turns left. If the weather is suitable, it goes in that direction. Precisely, in their thousands, they go in one direction. Which compass is there? The compass that Allah has put inside them. Ma yumsiku. And the scientists were baffled. They say that in order for a bird to travel 3,000 miles and to stay up there for 36 hours without resting, it has to beat the wings 2.5 million times. How many times? And this is the study that they have done. It has to beat the wings 2.5 million times, 36 hours, and they say that is impossible because it needs a lot of energy. The bird, when it is flying, it needs more energy than any land or sea dwelling animals. Because when you're flying, you need a lot of energy. And they say that because of the high body temperature, the bird should faint and collapse and should die. But here, we see that the birds are flying, subhanallah, without any taklif. And Allah is saying, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. Who is keeping them up there, above your head? Who is keeping them there? Allah. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. Your research shows that it should come down and should faint because of high body temperature. Allah is saying, my hukam is that they should fly. And this is just one example, only a distance of 3,000 miles, and it has to beat the wings 2.5 million times. Andaza kare. When we talk about tayr, anything that flies. And only now, recently, scientists have found out, by studying the Quran, why and how is it possible for the bird to remain up there for such a long period of time without taking rest or without coming down to refuel itself? Fuel ki zarurat hoti hai na? And they studied the word safat and wayakbidl. In the Arabic language, safat gives us a description of generally when the birds fly for a long period of time, when they migrate from one place to another. The sequence of flying is the sequence of safat. And safat means that the wings are outspread. The wings are outspread. And the wings are outspread for a long period of time. And by flying in that sequence, the body cools down. The body cools down. When the body cools down, it also gets a lot of rest. So they fly in that way of safatin, they get rest and the body also cools down. That is why they can survive up there. And this is in the Quran. Safatin wa yaqbidun. Ma yumsikuhunna illa ar-Rahman, innahu bi kulli shay'in basir. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was given a gift, a miracle, which is recorded in the Quran. And he said to the people that were around him, Ya ayyuhan nas, علمna mantiqa at-tayr. One of the great miracle and mu'ajizah that Allah has given me is that I communicate with the birds in the language of the birds. In the language of the birds I can communicate. علمna mantiqa at-tayr. Subhanallah. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would even communicate with ants. And that ant which saved its community and said to the community that, look, go back to your houses, otherwise Sulaiman alayhi salam will crush you. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was at a distance. But even the wind was subservient to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the wind carried that kalam, the words of that ant to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is recorded in the Quran. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam laughed, smiled, fatabassama dahika. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam went to that ant and picked that ant up. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to that ant, and this is no fairy tale, huh? This is in the Quran. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said to this ant, ask me what you want and I shall give you. Ask me what you want and I shall give you. Ye ant bhi koi Allah ki wali thi shayad. Allahu Akbar. And the ant said, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, you can give me what I ask you. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, being a prophet and a great prophet, everything was under him, the jinns and the ins and everything. Sulaiman alayhi salam, ask whatever you want and I shall provide. So the ant said to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I want two things from you. Increase in my rosy sustenance and increase in my age. Rosy ko barhao, umar ko barhao. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam understood and put the ant down, and he says, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. It is not in my power to give you that. Increase in sustenance, that is Allah. Allahu yabsutur rizqa liman yasha. An increase in age, that is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ant said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, Well, O great messenger of Allah, then I don't want anything from you because everything is provided for me by one Allah.
Subhanallah.
And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, he would have his meeting on regular basis in his court. There was this open area where Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam would have his takht, his throne, and he would sit. And it is said that the birds would open up their wings and give him shade. Great messenger of Allah. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam would look on his right to make sure all the jinns are there. And look on his left to make sure all the ins are there. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, scanning through his majlis to make sure everyone is present. He was very conscious of discipline. And everyone knew of that. And they would come well before Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam would come. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam noticed that a bird is missing. Aaj bird ki baat karo main bhai. Parinde ki baat karo. And the Quran says that Allah, wa tafaqqada at-tayr, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam is saying that I don't see that bird which is supposed to be present. Maliya la ara al-hudhud. Why is it that I don't see hudhud, the hoopoe bird? The hoopoe bird. And my ustaz Hafiz Ahmad Saab said that hudhud he gave a name of this bird. In English it's hoopoe. Woodpecker. Jazakallah khair. Woodpecker. It's Hafiz Ahmad Saab's research on the word of hudhud. Woodpecker. Wallahu a'lam. But it is a bird. فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدِ. And in the language of Sulaiman alayhi salam, it was hudhud. He says, where is hudhud? أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. It is gaib today. لَوَعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was just looking out for this bird, Allah says, فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Without delay, this bird came quickly out of breath and spoke to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَالَ أَحَدْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِتْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. O Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I come to you with information which is the truth. I come to you with information from the city of Saba or Sheba, the queen of Sheba, the queen of Yemen at that time, Bilqis. And he said, إِنِّي وَجَدْتُمْ رَأَةً. It is quite incredible that I found a lady to be a ruler and ruling her people, a lady. Even the hudhud is astonished. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُمْ رَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And she has everything. وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. And she has this great throne and she sits on it and she rules over her people. And here what was the real concern for the hudhud was that he said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, O Prophet of Allah, this city of Saba is not far away from us. وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ. I saw that the ruler, the queen and the people are doing sajda, sujood, bowing down, prostrating to the sun and not to Allah. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. How is this possible? وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And the shaitan has beautified this act for them. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. And has stopped them from the right path. They have no guidance. And this was information given by a bird, a woodpecker, hudhud to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the bird knew straight away that this is true information. Otherwise Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam will have full information of what is the truth. He had jinns under him. He had those who knew Ismi Azam. And the shortest letter written by any king is by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, which is in the Quran. إنه من سليمان. This letter is from Sulaiman عليه السلام. إنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He starts off by بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and only one word. الله تعالى علي. Don't show your power to me. Don't show your power to me. الله تعالى علي. وأتوني مسلمين. Become a Muslim and salvation is yours. Don't show power to me. وأتوني مسلمين. Become a Muslim. Shortest letter recorded in the Quran by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. And the story continues, my respected brothers. This is just to again explain to you that this one makhluk of Allah which does not cross the Kaaba very rarely has this great understanding. That is why when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta, I want to see how you give life to the dead. Allah says, Ibrahim, awalam tu'min, don't you believe in that? Qala bala. Ibrahim alayhi salam had that relationship, he was Khalilullah. He says, Allah, without a doubt, I have no doubt that you have that power. Walakin liyatma'inna qalbi, but only so that my heart is enriched in your praise when I see this miracle in front of me. And what does Allah say to him? Fakhudh arba'atan min at-tayr, again, take 4 birds with you. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Take 4 birds with you and slay them and cut them into pieces. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلَ لَا كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. And put each part of the birds on top of the mountains that were in front of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all the heads of the 4 birds were in front. It is said that one was a pigeon, one was a chicken, one was a peacock, and one was a crow. This is according to the Mufassir Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, ثُمَّ دَعُوهُنَّ. Now Ibrahim, call the bird to you. يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. And the birds will come to you in great haste. سَعْيَا. Jaldi, jaldi. They said Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made ishara. All the body parts connected to each other. All the body parts connected to, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is witnessing this. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. In honor of the Kaaba, I said that nothing flies with disrespect on top of the Kaaba. Kaaba is protected. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Dajjal, the great magician, he will have no power also to cross the boundaries of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Inshallah, in the next session, there are 10 spots in the area of Masjidul Haram that if you make dua in that area, your dua is accepted with guarantee. Inshallah ta'ala, if it is done with khulus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Inshallah, this coming Wednesday, Maulana Zulfiqar Saab is here, a great buzrug, a great wali. He is also an engineer and also a scholar. And inshallah, he will deliver a speech in Urdu, but he also knows English. Inshallah, it will be after Maghrib on a Wednesday. And on the same day, a program for our mothers and sisters at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, from 2 to 3:15 or 3:30 by Maulana Zulfiqar Saab. Please make sure that you inform all the ladies at home. So alhamdulillah, we have a great scholar and we have to make sure the attendance is also full. Jazakallah khair. Durushif Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.